been another volatile session on Wall Street as big investors and central banks become more worried about the risks of a global recession. With signs that US-China trade war is biting into confidence, interest rates are starting to fall with speculation some could even go negative. With more on that, I'm joined by our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. And Peter, low interest rates have prompted some investors to snap up stocks in the hope of getting a decent return, but those bets are starting to change?
That's right, Sabra. And as we heard here on AM yesterday from the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, governments around the world are facing the reality of significant fallout from the US-China trade war, at the same time urging investors to keep their nerve and not to panic. But now, rather than pouring cash into stocks, investors are rushing to the safety of US Treasury bonds, which are hitting record lows as insulation from a global recession. That's pushing down riskier stocks and commodities like oil, which thrive on global growth. Also, central banks are cutting. The Reserve Bank of India cut for the fourth consecutive time, but the big one was from across the ditch in New Zealand with a surprise half a percentage point cut. The RBNZ governor saying negative rates are possible. And then Thailand's central bank also cut its main rate. Russ Mould, an analyst with AJ Bell in London, says central banks are getting ahead of potential flak from the deepening US-China trade war.
Both blamed weak trade flows, the trade dispute between America and China, so they're both cutting interest rates to try and protect their economies. That dragged the New Zealand dollar down, took the Australian dollar down with it, and beforehand, stock markets were thinking, oh great, more cheap money, we'll go and put the money into stocks. Now they're thinking, central banks are getting really worried, we're now getting really worried about growth because they are, and investors now starting to buy safer assets, or perceived safer assets, like government bonds and gold, for example, rather than stocks, which is why share prices are sliding.
And that's analyst Russ Mould from AJ Bell in London. And Peter Ryan, the Australian dollar is a big barometer and it's taken a hit from those rate cuts.
Yes, that surprise half a percentage point cut from the Reserve Bank of New Zealand took Australia's dollar to a 10-year low of 66.78 US cents, last seen at the depths of the global financial crisis. The language from Australia's Reserve Bank will now be closely scrutinised, especially tomorrow when the Governor, Dr. Philip Lowe, faces the House Economics Committee in Canberra. Markets are pricing in at least one, maybe two rate cuts before the end of the year, and a cash rate as low as half a percentage point as rates move closer towards zero.
That's our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Thank you.